Those of you who worship with us regularly will know that over these last few weeks, I've been concentrating on two verses in John's Gospel, John chapter 1, verses 11 and 12. And there we read, "He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God." And over these weeks, we have been looking at the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ became a human being and came into this world. We have also considered the fact that God sent his Son. It was not simply that Jesus came on his own. God in Trinity was agreed that Jesus should come with a purpose. And therefore, in effect, Jesus is the first Christmas gift. Christmas is God's gift. It is God's gift to humanity. But I wonder, what do we do with our gifts? And what do we do at this Christmas time about acquiring gifts? Because gifts don't just happen. I have to admit, this year, more than any other year, I'm grateful that I'm a married man, because apart from buying gifts for my own wife, I don't think I have bought any other gifts for our family. Because Christmas shopping is pretty demanding, isn't it? Christmas doesn't just happen. If we are going to enjoy Friday, there is a lot of preparation that has to go into it. And it was exactly the same on that first Christmas morning. There had been a lot of preparation. In fact, there had been centuries of preparation before Jesus came into this world. But let's go forward to Christmas Day. And we each have our own rituals within our families, don't we, of how we give and receive presents. And there will be some presents this year, and they will be received, and the person who receives them, they will say, "Hey, this is great, it's just what I wanted." And then there will be those polite people who will say, "Oh, well, thank you very much," and it will be left to one side. But the sad facts are that there are families, there are folk this year, and there will be such a tension in relationships that maybe somebody will buy a present and they will go and they will visit a person and they will say, "I want you to receive this. I want you to know that I care." And maybe the door will be slammed in their face, or the person will say, "I don't want that. I don't want it from you." And that's the reality of what happened on the first Christmas morning. There were people who received the Lord Jesus Christ. We're told that he came unto his own, and his own people received him not. But to those who did receive him and believed in his name, to them he gave the right to become the children of God. And I want to speak this morning about those four words, "who did receive him," or five words, "those who did receive him." Let's think back about what I was saying about Christmas and preparation. The first Christmas did not just happen. God had prepared for that first Christmas throughout the whole of history. And if we're honest, if we take a long time to prepare for something, it can be just as exciting for us as for the person that we're giving it to. I don't know about you, but often if I've bought a present, I'll be saying, "Oh, you won't believe what I've got. You know, it's really nice." And maybe there'll be times you'll see something and you think, "That's what I..." Oh, and you're just about to say, "That's what I've got you." And you close your mouth and you think, no, I'll hold this back. But in a way, that gives us a bit of an insight into God. You read the Old Testament and you will find that through the Old Testament, God is saying, look, I know you're in trouble. I know there are problems in this world. I know that there are difficulties, but I've got it all sorted. You will not believe what I have got prepared for you. And in the Old Testament, God picks out different people. Because in actual fact, you know, our Christmas presents, we usually go to a shop to buy them, don't we? Or we go online, or sometimes the very disciplined and caring and gifted, they will make their presents. But they are things. Whereas God's first gift, that first Christmas, was a person. And often God's gifts are people. You look through the Old Testament and you will find that God promises that he's going to give a gift, and then he gives a person. And he says, this person is a preparation for the gift that I'm going to give you. Let me give you a few examples. Right back at the beginning, when our first parents, Adam and Eve, sinned, God said, I will send someone to put this right. The one who has caused you trouble will have his head crushed. And the one that I will send will in fact be bitten by the one who has caused you trouble. So that was as soon as Adam and Eve fell into sin. But then when God calls Abraham, he calls him from a city where people worshipped false gods. And God said this to Abraham, in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. God wasn't telling him what the great gift would be. God wasn't saying there's going to be a day that people will call Christmas Day. But he was saying, I haven't forgotten you. And I want you to remember that this morning. As you are going through things perhaps that you don't understand, God's saying, I haven't forgotten you. I am preparing a blessing for you and for other people that you probably don't understand at the moment. And Abraham went through a time of difficulty in his life. He had a son called Isaac. He had other sons. But he had a son called Isaac. And he loved him very much. And God said to Abraham, I want you to take your son Isaac, and I want you to offer him to me. I want you to give him up to show that you love me. Now, I can imagine that Abraham went through a great struggle, but he trusted God. And a day dawned, and he said to Isaac, come on, son, we're going to offer a sacrifice. And they got together the wood. They carried fire because they didn't have boxes of matches like we do. And they were starting on this journey. And Isaac turned to his father and said, well, Dad, we've got the wood and we've got the fire, but where is the lamb that we're going to offer for a sacrifice? And again, God gives a hint of what he's going to do. He says, son, God will provide the sacrifice. God will provide the lamb. And so they go on. And when they get to that point where Abraham is so prepared to trust God that he's ready to sacrifice his son, God says, stop. Look, there's a ram in the thicket. I know that you love me. I know that you trust me. And when Jesus was no longer a baby, he'd become a man, probably about 30, he was beginning to preach, and John the Baptist pointed to him and said, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. God had given a hint back in the Old Testament, and now he says, came. Here's the one who is going to deal with all our sin. This is all part of God's preparation. This is all the way that God prepared for his first, for the coming of Jesus into this world the first time. Isaiah said, "Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." All of these hints, God preparing for the first Christmas. And I want to think, want us to think about the way God delivered the gift. I wonder how many people here this morning have done their shopping on the internet. We have got family in Canada, and if we buy a big present in this country and we go to the post office, maybe we've paid £20 for the present. We go to the post office and they'll say, "It's going to cost you another £20 to deliver it." So my wife again goes on the internet, she looks at the different things, and she says to Amazon, "Send this message to your office in Canada and please deliver this gift." And it's so much easier, it is so much cheaper. So that's the way a lot of people do the delivering of gifts today. But those of us who are older can remember every year having to go to the post office, buying the stamps and sending it, or maybe to a parcel delivery company. But let's be honest, there are times when it's time for giving presents, we don't just go to the post office, we don't go to Amazon, we don't go to a company, but for those very special people, we do a hand delivery, don't we? We do a special delivery. We do a personal delivery. And we go to the person and we say, "Look, I want you to enjoy Christmas." We'll do it with friends. We'll do it with relatives. But sometimes we'll do it with very needy people. They can't get out. They can't help themselves. And that's our condition as human beings. We cannot help ourselves. But God has made a special delivery. God has made a personal delivery. God the Father sent his Son. And God the Son has come as God's gift to us. And I want you to remember that this Christmas time. The letter to the Hebrews says that God spoke to us in earlier times through his prophets, but today has spoken to us by his Son. In the passage that we have been looking at, we've been told that Jesus is the Word, and we're told the Word became flesh and lived among us. Jesus came to us. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God has given us a gift because he wants to do us good. Let me ask you this morning, where are you? Where are you in life's experience? Are you thinking, "There is nothing but trouble comes to my life"? Or are you thinking, "God won't care about me because I've done this wrong, I've done that wrong. Nobody cares about me"? But friends, Christmas says God does care. Christmas says that God has put himself out to come to where you are. The first Christmas, he came to earth. He came to Bethlehem. But since that time, the Bible tells us that where two or three are gathered in his name, he is there in the midst of them. He's there amongst them. And God is here this morning because we have read his word. God is here because he is ever present. And God is here because his Holy Spirit is the one who gives authority to his word, but also is the one that enables us to believe. I want to ask this morning, are you prepared to accept God's special delivery? Are you prepared to receive what God has given so that people might know peace with God and hope of heaven? And that's the final thing that I want to talk about this morning. There's been long-term preparation for Christmas. There has been a special delivery in God coming in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. But those who did receive him, remember what I said about the presents at the beginning? Some of us accept presents and we unwrap them and we say, that's lovely, I'm going to use it. Or if it's a piece of china or a piece of an ornament that we're going to put on the side, we're going to put it there so that we can look at it. Some people will receive presents and they say, oh yeah, that's very nice. And they'll forget about it. Or they'll say, yeah, I'll come to that a bit later. I'll use that later. But the sad facts are that they never come back to it. And there are some people who say, I've got everything I need. I'm all right. But they get to that point. Maybe they face a problem in life. They will all face the reality of death and having to meet God again as not a saviour, but as a judge, and they will realise that they did not receive the gift that God had given to them. This morning, friends, you may not realise the danger of your condition. You may think that you're just putting off a decision. But friends, none of us knows how long we have to deal with the big decisions in life. I want to ask you this morning, if God so loves this world, if God has shown his love for you by allowing you to live this long in life, if God so loves this world that he has given his one and only Son, yes, to be the Lamb who suffers in the place of believers, who has paid the price of sin, who even today is praying in heaven. If God has done all of that, what are you going to do with the first Christmas gift? Are you going to be like his friends and relatives? He came to his own, and his own didn't receive him. Or are you going to be like those shepherds that people despised? Are you going to be like those wise men that people didn't think had any right to come into the place of worship? Are you going to come, and are you going to receive the gift that God has given to us? Friends, Jesus came into the world as the Word of God. So what does it mean to receive the Lord Jesus Christ? Well, tonight we will look at the fact that people believed in his name. But I want to just draw out the fact this morning that receiving the Lord Jesus Christ means that we literally receive God's gift. We say, Lord, maybe I don't fully understand what it means to receive the Lord Jesus Christ, but I know that it's a gift of love that sent Jesus into this world. Therefore, I receive him. But let me explain a little more fully. Joseph was told, call his name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. When does Jesus save us from our sins? Well, he saved us from our sins back on the cross. He paid the price. He saves us from our sins when we come to him and we say, yes, Lord, I know that I need your help. I need your forgiveness, and I cannot change my life myself. But he saves us from our sins day after day after day. I was talking to a man this week. He only became a Christian 18 months or so ago. And he said to me, "Bern, I know more about temptation now than ever I did. But I realise I'm a Christian now and I mustn't do those things." And that is God saving us from our sins, not allowing us to go that way again. But there is going to come a day when God will save us from our sins for eternity. It may come in death when we're taken into the presence of God. It may come at that time when the Lord Jesus Christ returns from heaven and all the preparation is complete. And we are told we will be forever with the Lord. He came to his own. His own received him not. But to as many as received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God. I want to ask you this morning, will you receive him? Will you respond to the gift that God has given? Because he is the only way to eternal life. He is the only way to peace here on earth, because he gives a peace that passes all understanding. May God bless and help each of us. So let's sing our final carol this morning. 211, O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Look at verse 3. Those of you who've got your books, how silently the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessings of his heaven. May the Lord bless each of us.